And you can see in the exhibition other paintings with this very same kind of imagery. Here in Lorenzo Lotto, another, Lorenzo Lotto has these wonderfully naughty little cupids. This, as you all probably know, belongs to the Met. And here, Cupid, who wears a little myrtle crown, and he has another little myrtle wreath that he's holding up, and he's actually urinating right through that onto his mother's, Venus's, stomach, which is a pretty clear indication of what that means. And here in a birth tray, a kind of object that would have been given to a mother after a child was born, has an incredibly long saying around the edge, which tell us that he hopes that the baby is going to be healthy and happy and wealthy, and that he is actually urinating, which he is, gold and silver. So you can see that the wealth and the happiness of a child is very much at the center of what marriage for the Renaissance was all about. It was the raison d'etre for getting married. Now, it should come to you as no surprise that the bits in the frieze between the two Venuses also relate to this very same kind of imagery. And on the side of sacred love, you have the Garden of Priapus. Priapus was the son of Venus and Bacchus, and he was known for his very, very large, oversized phallus. He was a god of fecundity, of fertility, of fruitfulness. And you can see this is a Priapus on an ancient sarcophagi. Titian hasn't copied any ancient sarcophagi in his imagery, but he alludes to it in the fact that it looks as if it might be old, but it is truly his sort of invention of an antique theme. And you can see here what is happening is the Priapus is pulling a girl by her hair off an unbridled horse. And unbridled horses were once again, we've already heard many sort of slang terms for phallus. Horse was another one. And that this horse, which doesn't have a bridle, is being brought under control. It's being tethered. You can see this big loop. And this figure, who's partially behind the rose bush, is trying to tie him onto the coat of arms of Aurelio, so that the fertile idea that is in this Garden of Priapus is going to be channeled, and the phallus, in a sense, is going to be tamed and chained.